At the end of the day, with me, Ronnie Barber, joining us is Chris Pringle, the Chief Executive of CAMS FA. Mr. Pringle, good week so far?
Busy week, Ronnie, as always. Yeah, lots on the radar. Just about switching over to our new disciplinary system, which is going to be great for clubs. So we're switching from a 10-year-old system to a brand new one. It will have a few issues, but in the long run, be save us and volunteers so much time. So that's a big thing.
What does that mean, Chris, then? What, is it just stopping the paperwork?
Yeah, it's moving towards that. So giving people the option of doing much more online. So even at the minute, referees, for example, start at the point where they put in their cautions, their red and yellow cards. Quite a number of referees now with the new system already in place are putting those straight into through a portal. It comes into our system and we click a button to process it. Whereas before that was maybe a 30-minute process, paper-based. So, you know, the world's moving on. And ultimately, when we get the new system in at our end and they're ready for club secretaries, they can sort of look at their charges, respond to them, make payments all online. So that's all happening in the coming months. So big changes.
And of course, the weather, and I heard Chris Abbott's sort of roundup, and the weather did affect the games at the weekend. That has a knock-on effect for you guys as well, yeah?
Well, we look at every week, and obviously we run lots of leagues and competitions here. So I'm constantly turning into a bit of a sort of weatherman, looking out the window, wondering what might happen at the weekend, how many games we might lose. And we're okay at the minute, but you start then getting into March and April, and you get the dreaded, and my feet still hurt when I think about it, the Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday routine, just to get your season finished. So we just hope that, you know, we can get, you know, the regular season, if you like, finished sort of within good time and not affect cup finals and all the rest of it. So, yeah, you do constantly. Not that I sit here looking out the window, but I am mindful of not having too much snow.
The last time we were talking about the DNA of DNA aspect, but the FA Commission, was there something this week, the FA Commission come out as well?
Yeah, it was a FA meeting this week and lots of issues sort of on the table, and one of them is around coach education. So Greg Dyke's commission, quite rightly, is looking at why, you know, we've got so few English players in the game at the professional level. And one of the things they've sort of linked that to is coach education, trying to look at the courses, you know, create a better pathway for professional coaches and probably give coaches the recognition they deserve in a professional game. One of the things that, you know, we're really proud of is the good old level one course. You know, it's the perfect course for the grassroots coach, their first step onto the grass, if you like, at grassroots level. And don't forget, lots of the times it's mums and dads, it's just willing volunteers that will just get that basic grounding in coaching, make sure that their CRB is in place, make sure that they've got that safeguarding children background, some laws of the game, and it's fantastic, and they're away. So just concerned that we don't throw the baby out with the bathwater and that we keep the things that have been working at grassroots level. But it's dead right that we look at what's happening in the pro game because, you know, clearly we need more English players.
Goal! Yes! Yes! Goal!
Chris, quite surprised. You sound fairly upbeat after, you know, the news about you losing your manager at Nottingham Forest. And Harry Redknapp's gone as well. You know, two icons of the game. How are you feeling? How's your club feeling?
It's a rough week, you know, and to boot, we've got the sort of potential story that the owner, you know, may be ready to move away and all the rest of it. And I reflect on a turbulent 3 years, you know, seventh manager just been appointed in 3 years. And I often think about kind of like the parallels with business, and you think, well, would you run your business like that? Would, does that owner run his business like that? He's probably the chief exec, so I doubt he sacked himself six times. But that's probably another story. But no, it's not good. I mean, you know, the dream for Forest fans was that the returning hero, you know, Psycho, would do a great job, get us back in the Premier League. But it's got to be all about incremental increases and building stability for the long term. That's what we're trying to do with our grassroots clubs, so that, you know, we've got clubs there for forever. But the pro game, I don't know, it's all built on what I'd call fool's gold, you know, trying to get the big prize and short-termism, and really any business has got to build for the long term. So very concerned, and I look at the manager's situation generally. Gary Johnson went as well yesterday, 38th manager this season, 40%, Ronnie. The manager's in the pro game gone. So how that is stability and building for the future, I'm not quite sure.
Well, it was interesting. Last night I watched the Liverpool game and the pundit, Phil Neville, was saying that, you know, Brendan Rodgers will have to win a cup this year. But actually, to be honest, what's he got? He's got the league to go for. He's got the Capital One. He's got the FA Cup and a Europa Cup. There's not an awful lot of cups for clubs to go for, if you see it that way. You know, yeah. So some clubs will just have to accept they're not going to be winners every year, or maybe not winners at any, you know, time during a decade.
Yeah, I mean, we sit and plan what our targets and objectives are here every year, and you have kind of like a number of things that you want to try and achieve. I would have thought a football club would be doing the same. Now, not every club is going to win the league. Not every club is going to get promoted. Not every club is going to win a cup. But you've got to set yourself a number of targets that you want to achieve across, you know, the footballing side and the business. So, yeah, you're dead right. I mean, it just doesn't make sense how we've got every club gambling on the same sort of goals and objectives. It's a little bit sort of scary, but there you go. I'm not sure it's going to change anytime soon, but yeah. I think there needs to be a bit more stability. You look at Leeds, Watford now, Forest, loads of clubs kind of like really not planning for the long term. So, yeah, it's a concern.
Can I have another confirmation exclusive? You're not going for the Forest gig.
No, I think I need a job for a bit more than 6 months, really, quite frankly. You know, looking at Mrs. Pringle's expenditure and the mortgage, so we'll keep going with what we're doing.
Oh, yeah, with these cruises and everything, you're going to go on as well.
Oh, no, don't bring me back to that one.
And I saw from the website, Chris, that the Chartered Standard Awards noms are up right now.
Yeah, so the Community Awards, probably a slightly better title than Chartered Standard Awards. So the Community Awards there are now live. Nominations ready from this Monday the 2nd through to the 27th of March. So we do want loads and loads of stories of what's happening out there. So various categories, outstanding contributions, community football, which is the big one, young volunteer, volunteer of the year, coach of the year, and then the club awards as well across the different categories. So there's loads of stuff going on. You know, we talk about the volunteers being the lifeblood of the game, which of course they are, but, you know, sometimes a bit sort of reticent to shout from the rooftops about what they're doing or getting, you know, some of the players and other people in the club to tell us, you know, who these unsung heroes are at times. So, yeah, please get nominations in. We want to hear from them.
I always think with these things, Chris, that, you know, people, you know, they'll say that they've got really good volunteers at the club, but we don't brag about it. We don't. As a nation, we don't brag about, you know, how well somebody does or how well we just don't have us in it. And it's maybe time, particularly this, because if it wasn't the volunteers and the coaches and the managers and people cleaning strips and marking out pitches, if it wasn't them, the game wouldn't carry on. And so why not applaud them? Why not put, you know, a medal round their neck?
Exactly, and I think people just think it's not that extraordinary because maybe lots of people just don't think about it as anything out of the ordinary because they've done it for so long or it's just part of what they do, they're part of what they love doing. But I think it's the, you know, for other people to say, oh, look at him or her, and, you know, it's fantastic just to recognise and even sometimes recognition is, you know, maybe kids or players in a club and you think about the Sunday clubs, just thanking somebody that puts the nets up, you know, just that simple thing at the local level, you know, I think is a reward for a volunteer. So what we try to do with the Community Awards is then put that on a bigger stage. So we go each year, we've gone to Cambridge United for the last couple of years, watch a game and really reward people. But it's just the tip of the iceberg. There are so many people that won't necessarily be nominated or take part in that award ceremony that need a thank you from somebody in recognition of what they do. We certainly try to do that, you know, in terms of, you know, the tweets we send out each week. And again, there'll be people shoveling snow and all sorts this weekend trying to get games on. So it's a big thank you to them.
All right, last one for you to cheer you up. You're away to Forrester, away to Brighton.
Yeah, I got the fixture wrong last week, which was a bit embarrassing.
Yeah,
so, you know, I must have had a premonition of a 1-0 home defeat to Millwall and wanted to avoid the fact that was the fixture. So, away to Brighton.
Yeah,
new manager in the dugout.
Yeah.
New coaching staff.
And a prediction.
Things can only get better.
Yeah, well, I thought you were going to give us a prediction, but I'm going to have to squeeze it out of you. Give me is Forrest going to beat Brighton?
I don't think we predict anything as Forest supporters anymore. So certainly didn't predict the win at Derby, which every week I'm going to talk about because it's about the only positive thing I can think of at the minute.
Yeah.
But yeah, of course, we need something to shout about. Brighton themselves have had a bit of a little bit of turbulence and changes of managers, and they were a club sort of in contention for playoffs the last couple of seasons that have had a dip. Again, because where we started from today, because maybe of instability at the helm, not sure. So, yeah, could go either way, Ronnie.
Back of the net.